seems like air conditioners break down when they're needed most, when it's hottest, and furnaces give out when it's coldest, and they have to pump out the most heat. What has this fearsome winter been like for a heating repair technician? We turn now to Doug Brawford, who works all shifts in Cleveland, where temperatures hit record lows in February. Mr. Brawford joins us from the studios of the IdeaStream, WCPN in Cleveland. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
So, tough few weeks?
Yeah, it's been a tough season this year. You know, it's definitely been a winter that's held on and really hasn't given us too many breaks.
What's it like to work in those kinds of conditions? Let's say if you're up on a roof somewhere.
You know, it can be a little dangerous at times. A lot of times you're setting your ladder in the ice and you're looking for a dry spot to put the ladder. And sometimes you use the van and you try to back the van up or at least get the tire up against the ladder so that you don't have any chance of that ladder skipping out on you. And, you know, in the elements you get a little hasty sometimes because you're in a hurry. And that's where, you know, you still got to take your time. At its coldest is when you're at your busiest. I've been out 12, 13, 14-hour days before. You learn to dress for it.
How do you dress for a 14-hour day in, let's say, 25-degree temperatures?
Well, it can be tricky because there's times you're coming into a warm building and you're way overdressed and you begin to sweat. And if you start to sweat, it can be really bad when you go back out in the elements because now you're really cold. So you need to bring some dry socks. Usually I wear some thermals. I'll wear multiple layers and I'll take layers off, put layers back on.
What about this method for keeping your hands warm?
Blowing on them?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how cold it is. You know, that's probably the toughest thing is the fingers. I mean, your fingers get to the point they just don't want to work. I suppose there's electric gloves and there's motorcycle gear. You can buy whole heated suits and stuff and have a battery pack on you. But as long as you're hustling and you're moving, it doesn't seem to affect you as much.
So if they make the movie about the heating, ventilation, and air conditioner man, who plays the hero?
Oh, let's see. Who would be a good heating guy out there in the elements? I would say Russell Crowe, maybe.
I can see that. I can see
him with the big frozen beard out there bearing the elements, or maybe Mel Gibson. Unfortunately, I don't grow that full of a beard, so I don't get that much protection. But, you know, you do what you can.
You've kept a lot of people warm and safe this year. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doug Brawford of Brawford Heating and Cooling, speaking with us from WCPN in Cleveland. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.